Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for August 30th, 2016. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'm talking with Michael Nielsen about human proteins that are methylated on arginine residues. Proteins can be subjected to a huge range of modifications after they're made in a cell. They can be cleaved by proteases, or they can have other molecules covalently attached to them. For example, ubiquitin and sumo are small proteins that can be covalently attached to larger target proteins. Lipids, carbohydrates, and smaller chemical species like methyl, phosphate, sulfur, and nitrogen groups can also be added to proteins. Many of these post-translational modifications are reversible, and they control the activity, the localization, the specificity, or the stability of proteins. The addition and removal of post-translational modifications are very common ways for transferring information through signaling pathways. For example, phosphorylation of serine, threonine, tyrosine, or histidine residues is a very common post-translational modification, and the identities of proteins that are modified in this way have been extensively characterized in many different types of cells under many different conditions. Methylation of arginine residues is another type of post-translational modification, but this modification hasn't been nearly as well studied as phosphorylation. A group from Michael Nielsen's lab at the University of Copenhagen has cataloged the proteins that are methylated on arginine residues in human cells. In addition to providing a rich source of data for future explorations of the functions and regulation of arginine methylation, the authors used this methylome to investigate the importance of arginine methylation of RNA binding proteins. Nielsen spoke to me from Copenhagen, Denmark. Hello, Dr. Nielsen. Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
Methylation of proteins hasn't been nearly as well characterized as other modifications like phosphorylation or ubiquitination, so clearly there's still a lot to be learned about this post-translational modification. Both arginine and lysine residues can be methylated. Why did you focus on arginine methylation in this study instead of lysine methylation?
Yes, protein methylation has been known for many years, with, for example, methylation on histones quite well described in the literature. And these histones methylations has become an integral part of the so-called histone code. However, most of these studies have actually focused on characterization of lysine methylation and not so much on arginine methylation. And this research interest also means that the actual enzymes that catalyze these lysine methylations, the so-called lysine methyltransferases, have been quite well studied, and many of those have now emerged as interesting drug targets. However, less is still known about the actual enzymes that catalyze arginine methylation, the so-called protein arginine methyltransferases, or PMTs. Likewise, for lysine methylation, there has been already several so-called demethylases that can remove the modification described in the literature, while no demethylase has been described for arginine methylation. So we decided to focus on arginine methylation in order to kind of hopefully broaden the current knowledge regarding this emerging post-translational modification.
You looked at arginine methylation in human cells. How widespread is that modification across the tree of life? I mean, does it occur in prokaryotes, or is it limited to eukaryotes, or is it limited only to animals?
Well, the enzymes that catalyze the modification, the PRMTs, are unique to the eukaryotic kingdom. So the enzymes are not observed in bacteria, but are present in the plants and fungi. And currently, there are 9 of these PRMT enzymes encoded in the human genome. But it's primarily only 2 of the PMTs, those that are called PMT1 and PMT5, that are kind of conserved across eukaryotes. So the number of enzymes catalyzing arginine methylation in eukaryotes has increased throughout evolution. And we believe that this increased number of PMTs also reflects an increased biological importance of the arginine methylation across evolution.
In this study, you used mass spectrometry to identify arginine methylation sites in endogenous proteins from cultured human cells. how many proteins had methylated arginines, and what was the identity of those proteins?
So in our study, we identified a bit more than 8,000 arginine methylation sites, and these sites were found on 3,300 proteins in total. So the number of arginine methylated proteins are a substantial part of the entire human proteome. And we found many of the proteins that were modified to be involved in RNA-associated processes, such as the spliceosome RNA degradation and the RNA transporting proteins. And the role of arginine methylation has been known to be also important in these processes. However, we also observed proteins involved in other cellular processes, such as endocytosis, DNA replication, insulin signaling, and cell cycle. So our results support that arginine methylation definitely plays a much broader role in these processes than anticipated.
Did you identify anything notable about the arginine methylation sites, like whether they occurred in particular domains?
Yes, so because we did this mass spec analysis, we were able to identify the exact amino acid position of these arginine methylations, and that allowed us to investigate a bit more the sequence-specific properties of the modification. So, for example, we investigated whether the arginine methylation sites preferentially reside inside or outside of known protein domains. And interestingly, on a global scale, the modification were observed to primarily reside outside protein domains. However, when we dissected the localization for individual protein domains, we actually found that arginine methylation strongly occur within, for example, RNA binding domains. We also we identified so many modification sites and could confirm that the modification is a widely occurring PTM. We were also wondering whether the arginine methylation sites actually might co-localize with other widespread post-translational modifications, such as phosphorylation or lysine ubiquitination. And overall, we found that the arginine methylation strongly co-localized with phosphorylation, while we didn't observe any co-localization with, for example, lysine ubiquitination. We also looked at the evolutionary conservation of arginine methylation sites as compared to non-modified arginines, and overall, we found that the arginine methylated residues were less conserved than the non-modified arginine residues. And we also could see that this evolutionary conservation actually nicely followed the general evolution of PMTs in eukaryotes, and also it trailed the evolution of spliceosomal introns. In another site-specific comparison, we investigated how the arginine methylation sites correlate with the somatic mutations. So that is how the mutation rate of the specific methylated arginine actually compares, again, to the non-methylated counterpart. And the reason why we did this was that we observed that particularly somatic mutation targets arginine residues with a much higher frequency than any other amino acids, which stems from the codons that the arginine is translated from. And interestingly, we actually observed that the arginine methylation sites exhibited a significantly lower mutation rate, specifically for what is called the non-synonymous somatic mutations, while for the synonymous mutations, the mutation rate were identical between the arginine types. So this actually further led us to investigate whether among these proteins that were targeted by somatic mutations, whether there was any specifically enriched protein groups. And the reason for that was that it has been widely known in several studies that many disease-causing somatic mutations actually commonly alter protein stability, localization, and protein-protein interactions. And that's all functions where arginine methylation is known to play a regulatory role. And interestingly, we actually found that proteins involved in gene expression and RNA metabolic processes are specifically prone to somatic mutation at arginines that harbor a methylation.
What did you learn about how arginine methylation affects these proteins?
It is known that the arginine methylation plays a functional role in various types of RNA processes. However, the cellular extent of the modification in these RNA association processes has not been fully appreciated until now. We, for example, found a lot of novel processes not previously reported to be affected by arginine methylation, such as we identified all human tRNA synthesizers to be modified, and also identified other processes. With regard to, for example, our somatic mutation analysis, with the RNA-associated proteins known to be targeted specifically by somatic mutations in various types of cancers, our data actually supports that arginine methylation may play a completely new regulatory function in cancer.
Did you compare the methylomes of different types of cells or under different conditions? Or were you looking at a single type of cell under steady state conditions? You know, were you comparing methylomes or just looking at one?
Yeah, so a little bit of both. So we screened the methylome in resting cells, but to gain more insights into the dynamics of arginine methylation, we also did several quantitative proteomics experiments. In these experiments, we knocked down several PRMT enzymes via siRNA, so one PRMT per experiment, and then subsequently quantified the expression levels of arginine methylation sites. And this actually allowed us to identify proteins that are specifically targeted by the investigated PRMTs, but also allowed us to determine what is called the stoichiometry of modification, in this case, arginine methylation. And stoichiometry is often referred to as the fraction of the protein that actually harbors the modification. And overall, we found that the stoichiometry of the arginine methylation is very similar to other post-translational modifications, such as, for example, phosphorylation, while it differs strongly from co-translational modifications, such as N-linked glycosylation.
All of your data has been deposited into a public data repository. How do you hope others will use this data?
Yeah, so all the data with all the identified arginine methylated proteins and identified sites are available, of course, in our publication as supplementary data. And all the raw data is available in public repositories. So our hope is that a resource of this kind can help researchers that are interested in a specific protein, a specific protein class or protein family, that they may actually use the data to infer whether their protein or proteins of interest are modified with arginine methylation. And hopefully such information may give rise to new insights into the functional, structural, or localization properties for these proteins, which in turn could be important, of course, for the characterization of these proteins of interest. Similarly, with the research that are working in various biological areas where we now find arginine methylation is present, for example, the DNA damage response, endocytosis, cellular signaling pathways, well, these researchers may start looking into the biological properties of arginine methylation and the PRMT enzymes in these biological processes. And hopefully this also may yield new insights into the functional role of arginine methylation. Bioinformaticians, for example, can use our extensive data to derive hopefully new insights into the general properties of arginine methylation or the PRMTs that we did not address in our current study. Hopefully also the medical industry may become more interested in the PRMT enzymes from a medical point of view, as arginine methylation indeed targets a much broader range of proteins than previously anticipated.
When researchers are studying the function or the biochemistry of proteins, they typically look to see if that protein has post-translational modifications like phosphorylation or glycosylation. Do people typically look to see whether or not their proteins are methylated? I'm just wondering whether maybe people are missing a lot of modifications of their proteins. Maybe they're working with a protein that's methylated and they don't realize it.
I definitely think this is the case. So I don't think arginine methylation is the first modification that people look for in their protein of interest. And one reason for that is if you look at phosphorylation or glycosylation, they introduce a negative charge on the protein. And this can easily cause a migration in the gel, which then is a strong visual confirmation that the protein might be modified with one of these negatively charged modifications. But to my knowledge, there's no similar assay available to actually directly probe for arginine methylation except antibodies or if people specifically look for it.
Michael, thanks for speaking with me.
I'm happy to do that. So thanks a lot for giving me the opportunity.
That was Michael Nielsen discussing a paper published in the August 30th issue of Science Signaling by Larson and colleagues. You can read that article online at stke.sciencemag.org. The Science Signaling Podcast is a production of Science Signaling and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, advancing science, serving society. If you have any comments or questions, you can write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and AAAS, thanks for listening.